Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome back, everyone, to Talking It Out with Bachelor Nation. Paradise is officially over, you guys. And to talk about that finale and reflect on this season, we have the happy couple, the happy engaged couple, Brandon and Serene.
Man, we got to put some more respect on their name, bro. We have the couple.
King and Queen of Paradise, pretty much.
Yes, King and the Queen King and Queen, the Barbie and Ken of Paradise is here.
I mean, that thing was a wrap from the jump. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about love at first sight.
I mean, they literally coasted. Like, I think Astrid and Kevin, they coasted more or less similarly, but this was like the second they stepped on the beach.
I could write a decade of Hallmark cards based off their love from Bachelor in Paradise alone.
Honestly, I think Brandon, that's his second career.
It truly should be.
I mean, I'm sure he had, you know, the tears were flowing when he was giving that engagement speech because they were just beautiful.
I wonder what Brandon listened to for like music. Does he listen to like
Adele? 90s sappy R&B, Boys to Men. You know what it is. I'm down on bended knee, all that stuff.
Yeah, we got to hear what you guys are saying.
All that stuff.
He's listening to Keith Sweat. That's what he's doing.
Keith Sweat, yeah. So that's for sexy time, but yeah, I'm sure he could get some sappy music in there as well.
For sure. We definitely got to ask him.
On another note, guys, it is a bittersweet episode today. Mike and I will be filming our last podcast of Talking It Out today. Today is officially the last episode. We're signing off. And I speak on behalf of Mike. We just want to thank all of our listeners for all the kind words that we've gotten, all the comments, all the messages during our amazing run. We've had the best time doing this podcast, and I know that each of us has grown as an individual because of it. And just sending you love. That's all I gotta say. We love you all. Like, we couldn't have done it without you. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts, Mike.
No, it's just hard hearing that. We've known for a few weeks, right? But it's just,
yeah,
it's hard to hear that because when you say it, it makes it true. And I echo your same sentiments. We so appreciate all of the listeners from telling us how we could do better to complimenting us and having our backs in times of need. And so we appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you guys for, you know, make sure you guys follow, make sure you guys tell us your thoughts, and allowing the contestants to be human. We truly appreciate that. Allowing Brian and I to be human as well. To Onward Things, and we'll always be in Bachelor in Paradise's and Bachelor and Bachelorette family.
And Bachelor.
I know, right? And I keep going. We'll always be in the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah, and I want to thank all the guests that we saw, right? You know, everybody we sat down with was amazing. You know, such amazing stories. I feel, you know, I'm a little biased, right? We're a little biased about our podcast.
Oh,
you know,
we sure are.
I really felt that, you know, we got deep down, you know, to the core of who these people are that we see on our television screens every single week. And
glad you said that.
You know, I hope that America, you know, was able to see, you know, the amazing people that are on these shows. I know sometimes, you know, the camera doesn't show them in the best light, but like Mike said, we're all human. You know, everybody makes mistakes. You know, we're just all out there looking for love. Not me, but everybody else. But
you better say that.
just thank you. You know, just thank everybody for giving us the platform to hear out their story and just for us to get to know them a little bit better on a deeper level. So, you know, thank you to all our guests.
Truly, I appreciate that. Well, it wouldn't be us if we weren't going to have a little bit of fun. So without further ado, we got one last hot take. Brian, I'm going to give it to you. What do you got for us, man?
All right, man. So this one, you know, let's make it show themed. We saw the happy couple that we'll be talking to in a couple of minutes get engaged on national TV. But there was a little twist at the end where Jesse got ordained like 2 days earlier.
Yeah.
And basically presented them, presented them with an opportunity to get married right then and there, right there on the beach.
Yes.
Right after their engagement. And yes, they thought about it, but at the end of the day, they declined. They left us on a little bit of a cliffhanger there for a second. But at the end of the day, they said no. I want to know from you, Mike. I want to hear your thoughts first. If you were put in the same situation, you just got engaged to your girl. You are over the moon happy. You are looking forward to the rest of your life with this woman. And Jesse Palmer stepped up to you and said, hey, guys, if it's real, let's walk her down the aisle right now. What would you say?
First, I'm saying you funny because I threw it off to you, knowing what the hot take was going to be, thinking you're going to answer the hot take, and then you just present the hot take and then throw it back to me.
I pulled the switcheroo. One last
switcheroo. Okay, with the crossover. Fair enough. I love it, though. In Brandon and Serene's situation, if, you know, Jesse came up to us, to me and my lady that I'm in love with, just got on bending knee for, and she said yes, and so and just happy, I would not be getting married right then and there, even if all the people that we wanted to be at our wedding were there, which I think is a big
really?
Thing for
us. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Even if the people that we wanted to be married were at our wedding right then and there, because there are things that happen outside of a bubble that true. They are still, you know, we'll see what happens when those things take place. It can be as small, as simple as, baby, you snore so much, right? Yeah. All the way to, you know, I'm sure these are things that they've talked about, but for some people, it definitely hits differently when you have more opportunities and more options. Like, who's going to move to where? Like, just some small
real-life questions.
How are the finances going to be handled? You know, how is my career going to be handled, depending on what my career is? Right now, I'm an entrepreneur, so I can move. But prior to, how is that going to be working? There's so many things that I would have to wonder and play out. Even if we talk about it, I need to make sure I see that action behind it. And so for me personally, I have the rest of my life with you. I don't want to rush this very moment right here and right now. Yeah.
No, I hear you. I get why they said no. I mean, you hear a lot of similar talk. I mean, I think it was Victoria that said, you know, when we were on the beach, it was unicorns and rainbows, or, you know, everything was perfect. And I get your sentiment in that sense where, you know, everything's so perfect on the beach. You're all lovey-dovey and you haven't really answered, you know, maybe you've had conversations about it, but you really haven't gone in depth about all those real life questions that need to be asked. And, you know, they could potentially be a problem down the line if you guys don't see eye to eye on certain things. I mean, me in the moment, like if I maybe would have had like all my family, because I would have never been forgiven if I would have like,
oh no,
had been on that aisle,
no,
you know, without any family there. Obviously they wanted to experience that moment and, you know, celebrate with me. I mean, I feel like if Rachel would have been down in that moment, I would have been down as well, just seeing how on the same page that we were. But that would have been like more the emotional side of me. I think the smart one, her being, you know, the attorney, I think she would have like, you know, she would have reasoned it that, hey, look, this isn't the best idea. So at the end of the day, I'm going to agree with you, Mike. Let's get to know each other. As Chris Rock said, the first 6 months, it's just your representative that you're meeting.
I'm so happy that you said that in our final episode.
I've referenced it many times. You know, it's I don't know if it's 6 months. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. But, you know, you don't necessarily know the person. You may have that good foundation, which it seems like Brandon and Serene have. But like you said, Mike, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered in the real world. So what's the rush? They're engaged. They're committed. And I'm sure I actually am confident that that couple will walk down the aisle.
I'm confident as well. I'm definitely confident for this couple, not because they're gorgeous and just so adorable and loving, but just the way I feel that they are both without pride when it comes to each other. Like, I feel like if Brandon or Serene were to do something that hurt the other, they would listen and be silent, and they would take heed and move accordingly with action. And I feel like both of them do that extremely well.
And the vulnerability, man, like the vulnerability that was shown by those two. I mean, you could tell why Serene, she wasn't nervous, right? Going into
she
the
really
engagement.
Wasn't.
Like,
Serene was like, I got this.
Like, and what is that? It's kind of like they were prepared for that moment. They had been absolutely vulnerable the entire time. They had expressed every single emotion that they wanted to express to each other each and every episode. And that's the downfall of other couples, right?
I got like, a question for you.
What's up?
Could you get engaged without sampling the milk first?
Ooh.
You know what
Listen,
I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. It would be very tough. Let's just say that. It would be very tough. You know, obviously, I feel like that's a very important part of a relationship.
Yeah, it is.
To everybody out there that, you know, doesn't believe in premarital sex and wants to, you know, hold off until marriage, no disrespect to you.
Yeah,
you
correct.
Do
Love
you.
It.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not knocking anybody out there who believes that way.
Neither one of us are.
This is just a personal preference. I would want to, you know, see what's up in that department. As well as other departments, right? Like you want to know, like you said, finances, in the
Correct.
Bedroom, you know, handling emotional situations, conflict,
a,
all
a
that
big conversation
stuff
that I always out. Talk to about a woman that I see a potential future with is how do you envision raising your children? That's a question
it's
I always
important.
Ask, right?
Very important.
But a question I think that gets thrown to the wayside a lot. And I'm going to check this. I'm trying to see what the bedroom boom is like before we sign this piece of paper. I'm just saying for me personally, like you said, got love for everybody, but I just wanted to
no disrespect, no disrespect to anybody.
None whatsoever. Opinions are what make us unique.
Yes.
That is it.
Absolutely. And I mean, any other thoughts about this finale, man, because it was explosive. The ladies had a lot to say.
The ladies did have a lot to say.
At the finale episode, I mean, yeah, it was fireworks.
The season finale was...
I mean, the breakups were coming left and right.
They were.
It was either they were leaving together, some were quick breakups.
I thought that Sierra's hair looked phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. She looked good. She looked good.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Sierra, she was... I think she won the award. Like, if you're giving out awards for certain things, like... She definitely won that award.
She wasn't gonna be
she was making sure girl
was
like
looking a mess in front of Michael.
Yeah, she was like
she
was coming prepared. So I was like, okay, she got that.
Yes.
As far as the breakups, yeah, they were bad, man. And I personally feel that the ladies got away with if the guys did what the ladies had did, I think it would have been mayhem.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It'd have been way worse than it came across.
Honestly, I just wish there was more time. I feel like we didn't.
Oh,
really,
we always want
I
that.
I feel
man.
Like certain people or certain couples didn't get the exact closure. Like, I really wanted to know what happened with Tyler and Brittany. Like,
I mean,
I fell out of love in a couple weeks. But like, what happened? Like, what was it?
I don't think
it?
She was
you
ever in love in the first place. That's what I need people to realize. And I'm not Brittany. I can't put words in her mouth. This is how I feel. She can tell me to my face, Mike, I really wasn't loving. That's cool. I'm like, thank you, baby, for letting me know. But I feel that I don't think she really was in love. Maybe Tyler wasn't really in love. When people say things like that after a few weeks.
Yeah. No, and he was like, yo, like, if you really love somebody, you're going to work things out. Same thing that Johnny said. You know what I'm saying? It was just like the engagements were fickle and fleeting, basically. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
or like the relationships were.
It's just we've all seen at times they in the court of law, they'll have an expert body language person come in.
Yeah.
Right. And if you were to watch some of these stuff back, you can be like, OK, this person does not love this person. This person not in love with this person. This person is in love with the moment. It's a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all are susceptible to being caught up in a moment.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for Johnny, man. Like, he looks like he's really, I mean, to go from where he was on Gabby's season, you know, not ready. And, you know, he had a lot of you know, thoughts about that, about him not being worthy and whatnot, and then coming to this, and, you know, finally being vulnerable and being able to open up, and then just for him to get shot down again.
That was a lesson. That was a lesson, like, for people out there. Guys will definitely change up some things for the girl.
Yeah. No. If it's the right one,
if he feel like it's the right one, baby, he will change. He will switch up some stuff.
I just hope, you know, he has the support system. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean,
it looked like Tyler was definitely there for him.
Yeah, it seems like Tyler was there, definitely there for him. I just feel like if that was me, like, I would shut down. You know what I mean? You think he was?
Oh,
it was tough on him being vulnerable.
Oh yeah.
On this show,
I agree with you.
Mean, oh, he's in a.
He is like. For next 3 years, ladies, he's the Weeknd
box.
And Miguel. He ain't
his heart. His heart is an ice box.
Yeah,
Omarion. Omarion style. That's
now,
it.
That's funny. We each had a artist come to mind. You said Omarion. I said the Weeknd and Miguel. Not Miguel, but Bruno Mars.
But yeah, man. I actually, on another note, I'm happy to see Genevieve and Aaron kind of hash things out. That was a roller coaster of a relationship.
Yeah. They look good. Everybody knew they wasn't gonna go nowhere, but not in a negative way. But it was the peaks and valleys were just too much for
too
such
explosive.
A little time.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I wish the twins were there. I would have loved.
Yo, that
them.
Was the quickest breakup in the history of Bachelor in Paradise, I think. Yeah, I'm talking about Flo and the twin. I keep forgetting the one twin's name, but let's just call him the twin. Him and Flo. I mean, that was the quickest breakup in Bachelor. In Paradise history, it was,
but you know, I appreciate them because, like, let's be honest, it wasn't gonna happen.
Yeah,
like don't be like making this individual look bad, knowing damn well it wasn't gonna happen in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate Flo for that. I appreciate, no offense, homie, don't know your name, you and your twin brother. Oh,
yeah.
Wait. Was that Shanae? She did one of the twins so dirty.
I was gonna say that
she did him so dirty just because he's 24.
She sunned him. Right
she
there,
really
like,
did. She's like, he's playing TikTok. You on TikTok. And if you're not, I'm on TikTok and I'm older than both of y'all. Like, come on.
I mean, listen. Is she lying? Probably not. I mean, she's not lying.
No, she's not lying. But
the
reason
way
that she gave.
It. Yeah, the way
she's
she said
not lying.
It.
Yeah, I know what she means. But like, it was like, damn.
Like we always say, you got to use the word one last time. The tact was not.
Yeah, the tact was
not good.
The tact was left in the back. That's what it was. But. You know, that's the Shanae that we love. And I personally am so happy watching Shanae back this season. But what she did with Joey or Justin, I forget which one it was. I was like, damn, girl. Like, we all on TikTok. Let's be honest there. My stepmom's on TikTok. She's in her 60s. Come on.
And how do you think Logan and Kate finished off?
Yo, I want to see. You know, when you go to, like, the fair with your girl and, like, you see the caricature artist, Logan's face the entire time made me feel like he was a caricature.
Do you like bearded Logan or clean shaven?
I think
Logan?
I like bearded Logan, man.
I think I like bearded Logan again.
Yeah,
I was like,
I didn't know what the difference was until this very second, but I'm like, he looked different right now.
I could see the caricature that you're talking about with the no beard look.
Yeah, I was like, well, I'm like, bro, 90s rom-com Logan was not the vibe for me, so.
But listen, all I was looking for, because I was watching that episode and the way she did not give him that rose, I was like, Kate, you need to go somewhere with that.
No, Kate, see,
she apologized.
No, that's the thing I'm saying, bro. Like, these women got away with a lot more than if the guy were to do it, because Kate did apologize, but the way she apologized, if a guy would have did it like that, so dismissive, not allowing the other person to get a feeling in, an emotion in.
Yeah.
She gave the logic, flat out logic, or flat out, like, this is the fact of what it is. And I appreciate people that can do that. But when men just don't give the emotional aspect of, like, some time, a minute, a 60 second to, like, I just would have loved to be in the studio audience.
No, not, I mean, for me, it was obviously all the things she said, like, well, yeah, it was these private conversations that I was having with my girls. It's like, girl, you're on a national TV show. Like, you know that's going to come out, or there is a possibility that's going to come out. So the fact that at least that she apologized for it, it's like, okay, that's the only thing you could do, right?
Because
you did look bad. But then Logan accepting it, he didn't. And I
got her back on this one,
bro. For him too.
We've both been on this show. We both have said, there's some things that you said about your wife that you probably don't want her to have known. Let's just be honest. It's just two different
people.
Not like that. Well, no, I ain't saying you said all that. She's amazing, right? But, like, Kate was, she was over the board, but at the same time, there's things that people say that is not intended for their person
their
to
ears.
Hear.
Yeah,
it's just not. It could be my grandma talking about how nasty her food is, which is not, grandma, if you listen, I love you. But if I say that, it ain't for her ears to hear, I would say in a way better way, no, but no, grandma, I'm not hungry right now. I would say something different, you know? So yeah. I got Kate's back on that one. Even though she's on national TV, she's not going to, like, prepare every single word. I just think that she could have handled it differently. That's all.
I guess my only beef with that whole scenario is when push came to shove and he expressed that she was, you know, demeaning him, being condescending, like belittling him or whatever words he used, she didn't step up to the plate in that moment and say, you know what, I apologize. She did it after the fact, once she saw herself on national TV and saw, you know, all everything that she said, whether it was in private or not. And listen, I respect her for at least apologizing, but I also respect Logan for not accepting that apology, which he didn't.
I will agree with that. I absolutely agree with that stance and that statement right there. Although I think Logan could have, like, took that shot and ran with it if he would have just been, like, comical. Like, yeah, he does on his TikTok. He should have brought out an Equinox card. Like, he should have, like, all listen, that type of stuff. He should have brought out some keys to his red or orange Honda, whatever she said it was. Like, that to me would have been hilarious to see. Just as a fan, I would have been eating it up.
Like, just because I know this storyline, like, I just now wish that Logan fucking blows up.
Like, I hope he gets a deal with Equinox. And since we're, like, we're talking about influencer stuff.
Get him a deal with Equinox.
Yo, Equinox, get Logan a deal for free.
Not only that, but whatever
film
career he's got going on, like, I just hope he, like, comes across some amazing opportunity and he blows up. And it's
Logan,
like,
if you listen to this right now, I have films in the film festivals awards.
Oh, okay.
Winning awards right now, I would love to hire you and contract you out. There you go.
That's it.
Serious.
All right, guys. So with that being said, those are our thoughts on Bachelor in Paradise finale. We hope you guys enjoyed the season. But before we let you go, we got to bring on the king and queen once again of Paradise, Brandon and Serene. Let's talk to it.
Let's talk to him. I have to know his playlist. I just have to know.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome, Brandon and Serene. Thank you so much for being here. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're just ready to be out, you know?
We're free, man.
That's it, you said we're free, man.
So how does it feel, you guys? Paradise is officially over. You are officially engaged. Man, how does it feel?
It feels great.
There's the rock.
Oh, life's been good. Life has been good. And now we can tell the world, like, go out, go on a date, do whatever, walk down the street.
Can y'all talk about that for a second? How was it when y'all were engaged but had to be secretive?
It was rough. Like, should have to stay inside. But we got creative. We were like, he built a fort.
He built a fort.
Like, this was months in, so it was like, all right, we've done everything. Like, what can I do new today? And like, yeah. So it was like, built a fort. We got drunk off wine and just like watched Netflix in the
that
fort.
Is so cool. Yeah, that is so sweet.
It was fun. It's just, we've done literally anything and everything that you could possibly think of inside. So
we just want to go on a date.
Yeah, we just want to go on a date.
Nice.
Well, I know a great couple that y'all can do a double date with, you know.
Mike, this is their first date. Let them enjoy themselves first.
We can talk about that later.
But speaking of first date, like, any plans? Like, what are you guys going to do? Like, what's the perfect first date for you guys out in the real world?
First airport date.
Yeah, honestly. So we are going straight to OKC for Thanksgiving. So our first little public thing is literally going to be at the airport together.
Y'all are going to get mobbed.
Yes.
But we have like an actual date night like after Thanksgiving that we're really excited for.
So
spill the deets.
Come on now.
So we're actually going to a really nice dinner at this place called the Jones Assembly. It's just convenient that it's called that. It's like one of my favorite places in OKC, and I've been wanting to show him.
Okay, so this is your setup, Serene. This is all you.
I'm going to her
it's
spot.
Hometown.
This is your hometown. Yeah, there you go. This is your hometown.
Okay. I love that.
Nice. Mr. Jones.
You eat the food on the date this time. So.
Yes.
Facts. So, guys, let's get right into it. I mean, everyone watching fell in love with you guys. Myself did, Brian. We would text each other back and forth offline. And it's beautiful to watch. The love at first sight. Tell us about that. Can we go back to that moment right there? Was that real? Did y'all talk to each other prior? Was there any, like, maybe I shouldn't be with this person so quickly? Tell me about that moment.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was like, you know, I was up on Instagram early watching my boy Season. And I was like, hey, yo, I was texting Clayton. I was like, hey, yo, like, if you don't pick her, let me know.
Facts.
And so just from there, I was like, you know, I'm going to be a good boy. We're going to be good, like. I'm not going to reach out or anything. And then the only thing we had was like Genevieve FaceTimed me and was like, hey, there's someone I want you to meet. And it was her. I was like, oh, well, hey, if you're on the beach, let me know.
There you go, boy. Talk that talk.
So I was like, yo, I was talking to my producer. I was like, yo, as soon as I hit the beach, I'm going right to her. He's like, Brett.
And then tell him what happened.
And then he kept me there for like.
I was there first. And when he said that, they're like, no, he's not going yet.
Yeah, you're not going yet.
That makes sense. Producers work harder than anybody else. So that makes sense.
I'm talking to Jesse and he's like, yeah. I mean, there's couples forming right now. Like everyone's talking to each other. Like, good luck down there. I was like, bro, what? And I was like, I don't have any time to waste. So I went down. I got tequila drink. I chugged it, and I was like, "All right, what's up, Serena?"
You went in.
There you go. That's how you do it.
I was like, "Hey, can I talk to you?" And she's like, "Yo, I've been here for like 8 hours, and not a single person has pulled me yet." And I was like, "Well, really? Hello, like,
like their loss."
So what? Well, hello.
So wait. So like, I mean, because it from watching you guys first. Basically lay eyes on each other on the beach and talk to each other. I mean, I felt like I was telling Mike, I was like, this is a wrap. Like, yeah, this is an absolute wrap. Like, they could go chill on a day bed for the rest of paradise. But like, how were you guys feeling in the moment? Like, were you guys nervous? Like, did you guys actually think this could end in an engagement potentially right then and there when you guys first met?
Whenever I just remember being so nervous, and then it was awkward because I had seen the videos that you posted.
Well, what videos?
What videos?
So I was watching Clayton Season, you know, doing some like live commentary, and like it was like this AFR thing, and she was in this box. You know how they show like the people in the back there, and she was on a box, like just popped up watching the scene, and I like zoomed in. I was like, "Hey, yo, like I'm a go for you or something like that."
He's calling dibs like from even before he met her. Jeez.
Over and over and over again.
And so I was like, bro, I'll probably get there. She won't even like me. Like, she'd be like, you're cool, but this is not it. So.
So did all the fellas from your season know that was the woman that you wanted from moment on? Number one, moment one, hands off.
Well, I didn't say hands off. I was like, yeah, like if y'all want to date the same girl, like let me know. Like,
you said, I ain't backing down from nobody. I don't care what you're trying to do. I'm coming for
it. I was like, I'm there for my person. So it's like, if I think that's my person, then like, yeah,
there we cool. Go. Well, yeah. So Brandon, we got a little bit about your lead up to it. Serene, how was it for you?
So I was like a little awkward, I was pretty awkward. I was like nervous. And I think just like hearing so much about each other just through the grapevine and everything, like I was really anticipating meeting him, but didn't want to put too much like excitement into it just because like everything's still fresh and new. And like, you can see like someone's reputation and then be someone completely different. And so I was stunned to realize that he was, I mean, not only the same, but just like super, like wears his heart on his sleeve. He always calls himself corny, but I loved that, you know? And so from there, it's like, okay, like we're both nervous, but we can like be nervous together, like vibe off each other's awkwardness.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It felt comfortable, even though it was like weird.
We were both so nervous and so awkward that it just like, we understood we were so nervous. Like, I don't know, it just worked. It just meshed.
Now, was the nerves because you were on TV or was the nerves because I think I can fall in love with this person?
I think it was first impression. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know, you want to make a first impression on someone like who has that potential. And so it was going so good to the point where I was like, yeah. Am I doing okay? Like, yeah, so.
So would you guys say that you exceeded each other's expectations, like more so than what you actually thought going on?
Most definitely.
That's the best.
So I have to know, like, y'all are both friends with Clayton. What do they think? What do they say?
Well, Clayton's dope. Clayton's like, you know, I'll be with Clayton. Like, we'll FaceTime Serena and you'd be like, hey, what's up, ex-girlfriend, or something like that.
That's what's up. That's funny. That's a beautiful thing right there. Is that a Black Panther?
No, Black Mamba.
Okay, Black Mamba. I see you. Just as good. I see you. Representing
the So, Brandon, man, we were. You have the gift of the gab, man.
Yes, you do.
When like your love language must be like words of affirmation.
His love language is Julius Shakespeare, Julius Caesar. Like,
it's like
Romeo and Juliet. That is your entire.
My boy, you leave it on. You lay it on thick. Okay, so me and Mike were joking. We're like, where does he get this inspiration from?
Yes,
like, he should write for Hallmark after this if he doesn't have that job already. Like, who's the artist, the musical artist that like you get your inspiration from? I said somebody, and Mike said somebody. So we just wanted to see
who's on your playlist the most.
It's got to be Drake and J. Cole. You know,
I know it, Mike.
I got one. Okay.
I took a little old school. I was like, maybe like Boys to Men. You know, he's very lovey dovey with it. You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
I ain't gonna lie. I was wrong with my second one.
Brown.
Yeah. So we actually like behind the scenes, me, Michael, Andrew, Rodney, we have a boy band called Shades of Brown.
What?
It's kind of like.
Wait, Michael A. He is very light shade.
Yeah.
I love it. Like Caucasian shade.
we like during thunderstorms, whatever. When we were locked up, we would all just like we grab like an iron or something and just like hold it to our mouths and we'd just like be a boy band and you know sing Boys to Men and like Drake and all that.
There we go.
Like the women's living and we're like, gosh, they're having so much fun in there.
Wait.
And we're just. Not to sweat.
So we have a boy band and like our motto is like, what's the worst that could happen? Go platinum. You know what I mean? So it's like.
Y'all legit have the whole thing. I love that.
Is
Kenny. He could be y'all manager.
There you go.
Hey, let us know.
He'll get you the deals. Is there footage of this? Because if not, the producers need to come out with it. Like ASAP.
There's footage.
100%. Yeah. I have to see this.
We came up with a whole music video. Like, there's footage.
I have to see this.
Like, dance routines, singing, everything. The whole.
That's what you did for your split week, huh?
Yeah, okay. So it was a split week.
All right,
guys. So let's talk about the final days on the beach because obviously it seems like everybody was like going through the emotions and they were all tense. Like, did you talk to other couples about their decisions? Like, I feel like you guys were maybe the couple to go to when it came to advice, since you guys were so on the same page.
Yeah. For me, it was, you know, helping Rodney with Eliza and then Johnny and Victoria. So I was there with Johnny and Rodney, and then you were a Victoria a lot.
Yeah.
But I think it was a lot of people who came up to us and just... like, yo, we want what you have. Like, what steps have you guys been taking and stuff like that? But also, like, you know, they're like, I don't know if this is my person. Like, you guys have found each other. So it was, we were kind of the voice in a lot of ways. But also, we just, like, kind of sat back and watched people make their own decisions, you know, because at the end of the day, like, you have no control.
Yeah.
What steps would those be?
Yeah. Huh?
What steps would those be that y'all said to other people?
I mean, I think so many people were focused on like who's coming down, am I losing them, instead of like, hey, let's take a pause and like, yo, let's ask each other like those deep questions right now, because it is fun, you know what I mean? But after like 3-4 days when you're spending 20 hours with each other, it's like, hey, maybe we should start having like deep conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, what are your career goals?
Like actually making sure you're compatible.
Yeah.
In
the real world.
Like, conversations, real life, yeah. Like making sure you have that before it's just like all infatuation with someone because you're excited. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, we had a lot of those conversations. Like, what are your goals? Like, do you want kids? Like, you know, what does the future look like for you? And so just really making sure we aligned in those ways.
I'm glad y'all saying this stuff, because this isn't what obviously the show shows, but this is the stuff that truly is important. And for y'all to be able to get through that is just great, and we love to see it. So I have to ask, Serene, how was that split week for you? What was in your mind at first?
It was awful. Well, at first, I think I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I was a brat. I was pretty upset. I was really at first just mad that we couldn't say bye. I was like, why can't we say bye? Like, what? But it was kind of just not knowing like where we were going, like who was going to be there. We were all exhausted already at this point. And so to kind of be separated, just as like a lot of new things are forming, or he and I had just gone our date and we were so excited to like keep building on that. And then literally the next day we got split up. Yeah. So yeah, my initial reaction, I literally was like, this sounds like a waste of time. Like we have maybe 2 weeks left. I don't know at that point.
You know who it was a waste of time for? Those other guys that were with you at that hotel, Serene, because you were not having it. You were not having it. You really
weren't. Hey, Brandon, she a good one, bro.
She a good one.
She a good one, bro. She a good one, bro.
Like, I wanted to be, like, respectful, but I also didn't want to waste anyone's time either. And so, you know, that was kind of the first thing. Like, they were like, well, tell us what's been going on for you guys. And I was like, so I am married.
I'm booed up.
So you see this right here? There's no ring yet, but it will be there, okay? It will be there.
It's pending.
It's in the mail.
So how was that confidence level when that split week happened? Like, was there like any inkling on each other's parts? Like, oh, like, was there any doubt, I guess is my question. Like, or were you guys sure that you guys would be in each other's arms once again, you know, once she came back to the beach?
Oh yeah. That, I think, for me, there's no doubt until Lace came down. And before she left, she looked at me. She's like, all the girls are making connections back there. Brandon. So I was good until Lace came down. You know, she had her talk with Ronnie. And then she came back to me and was like, all the girls are making connections. Looked at me as like, Brandon, even Serene. And then walked off.
Wanted to plant that seed of doubt because you weren't giving her the answers that she wanted. She was like, screw you, Brandon. It's like, I'm going to mess with your head.
Boom, like, I'm going to lay it on you right now. And then, so you see, like, I have this, like, turmoil. I'm like, dude, like, what is this? Is it going to happen again? Like, am I going to get left? Like, what's going on? And so, yeah, so there was no concerns until that happened. I was like, bro, this is wild. Like,
That's fair. I think anyone in their right mind would feel the same way you in that moment. So when y'all finally got back after post-split week, was there ever thought of like, babe, you're for me, I'm for you. How about we just leave together before any more turmoil happens? Was that ever a thought?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a couple times. Yeah.
Tell me about one of those thoughts.
Supposed to talk about this.
Oh, we talking it out, baby. We just talking it out, all of us. Yeah,
I mean, you could tell, like, by, like, from split week, literally the week we got back, and then when that stuff happened with Rodney, we were just all emotionally spent.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could see that. I didn't even cry when I got broken up with on The Bachelor, and Rodney literally is leaving the beach, and I'm like, like, sobbing. And so I think by then we were just completely emotionally spent. Like, we all had our moments where we had our moments where we talked people into staying. We had our moments where we were trying to leave ourselves.
Yeah.
So what made y'all stay?
Just for each other. Like, we're I think it was the what if, like the regret if we were to leave. Like, we've been through so much already. Like, we might as well, like, keep sticking it out.
Literally.
But also it was like, we're looking at each other. She's like, wow, today's a really good day. I was like, nah, hold up. Hey, hold
it's
up.
You can't say that.
It's
a little too calm.
It's true. Brandon, it's so true.
I mean, you still needed to have a conversation with Neil Lane. You still needed to have a conversation.
Hey, Brian, that's why he didn't leave. That's why they didn't leave. Serena was like, baby, I need this ring now. And Brandon was like, I ain't trying to pay for
it. I'm mad at you for that. I'm not mad at you.
I ain't trying to pay
that.
For this ring. We're going to stay here. That makes sense. But you guys just brought up something that was pivotal on this show. I mean it when I say Rodney for Bachelor. I'm sure all three of us echo those exact same words. And you, Serene, mentioned you didn't cry when you got sent home on The Bachelor. Someone else said that as well. Who was that? When they were talking to Andrew. Brian, do you remember? She said she was talking to Andrew. It was the 90s dance. And she had got sent. NC also said that she didn't cry when she was on The Bachelor, but it seemed like
This hit her harder. Yeah,
yeah.
But what happened?
The Roddy situation hit everybody. Well, tell her, can y'all break that down as if we were a 5-year old watching it in front of y'all's face?
The reason it was so emotional, I think, for a lot of us on the beach was we were part of this, like. Not part of it, but we kind of watched this whole thing transpire with like Eliza, Justin, and Rodney. And like, obviously, all of them coming to all of us for advice and saying how they feel, like we were all really invested in it. And, you know, I don't really feel, you know, there are people that loved both of them on that beach. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, both decisions were being put up in the air. I think ultimately we wanted Eliza to make the decision best for her. And so she ends up choosing Rodney. Well, when that happens, Rodney expresses relief to all these people. And I'm so happy. And I just like, he really cared for her so much. Like she was all he talked about. And so him saying like, you know, we really get to do this fresh start and I'm so excited, like all this is out of the way. And so that's kind of what he was talking about that night and the whole next morning of like getting back on track with Eliza. And so whenever that happened, after we were like, you can breathe now, like it's cool, like she's gonna come down, you guys can start your day and it's the start of something new. And then she broke up with him. And so it was like after he felt like he was safe and like, okay, at the end of the day, she did choose me. That's what made it so heart-wrenching for everyone. And I think there was a little bit of, if this could happen to Rodney, like who else can it happen to?
Because
he's an incredible person. So I think it was like a little bit of fear and then just everyone really loving him and feeling for him.
Yeah, because he was the happiest. He was the happiest I've ever seen him. Like going through everything with him, he's like, he's never found someone like that. And then to have it all and like, or to go through everything that he went through, get chosen, be like, yes, like finally, like I have it all. I have exactly who I want to be with, who I want to spend the rest of my life with. And to have that snatched up the next day, you know, like what it put everyone on unease. That's
was there chemistry that was backing up Rodney's words? And was Eliza saying the same?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, I mean, whenever Justin came back down, I asked Eliza if she would go on a date with anyone else. And she was like, no, I'm so into him. Like, because I was catching up with my girl, you know, like I just left from split week. So I was catching up with her trying to like, you know, put together the pieces of what happened when I was gone. And she was telling me about their connection. And I think everyone saw, like, everybody was like, oh, they're like a married couple, like already, even though it was like a couple of days, but
it's just the connection was like undeniable. Yeah. It kind of felt like
I think it happened very fast.
It happened very fast. Yeah.
So do you guys think that you guys, because she mentioned it a couple times that she felt like the pressure from the group to basically pick Rodney. Do you guys feel like you put pressure on her in a sense?
No, because there were people saying both things. And I think a lot of us didn't know who she was going to pick. We had no idea, especially after she went on that date and had the experience that she had with Justin. They obviously had a really good connection too. And so that it was hard to deny that.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody was like,
blame the group. The group wasn't like, hey, if you don't pick Rodney, we're all going to dislike you. Like,
no.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it only elicited the reaction it did because he was chosen and then like discarded after.
The the way it was handled was definitely hurtful. Almost felt like I'm a dude, so I'm gonna say something in dude terms, like open chest. Like you get hit in the chest with no one being defensive whatsoever. Yeah. It's just a defensive person. But this is all about love, baby. We trying to get back to y'all.
Get back to
the love. You know, all that good stuff, right? So some of those deep talks. What is y'all's plans? Are y'all living together now? Y'all like have career choices been made for the new city? Tell us about all that.
Yeah, welcome to our new apartment.
Okay.
There we go. So y'all are moved in together?
Official? This is our apartment.
I have to know, did y'all pick new furniture or did y'all like merge furniture?
So we just had my couch, but everything else we've been picking together.
We road tripped from Texas, Oklahoma, Texas, all the way to San Diego, California. So nice. We had a nice little trip. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. And it was long as hell.
You know, they say if you can't go on a road trip with your person, travel with your person, they ain't the right person. So y'all still here today.
It tested us, but we made it through.
Is there footage of any karaoke that you guys sang along the way at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's like the, I don't even know, the rite of passage. Like you go and take a road trip with your new woman and it's like, you got to do karaoke.
There's this really chaotic video. One of my cats like kept escaping and she had never been out in a car before. And there's this video of him driving and he's just over it. And the cat's just sitting right behind him.
And we're just saying, just like, look,
we're like, all right, this is a reality for the next day.
So it's been,
I love that.
It's been great. But yeah, we're in San Diego. We're making new career changes. It's been a little tough because
keeping everything a secret
and everything under
wraps. I can only imagine. So many bachelor alum out there in San Diego as well. So, yeah. Serena, are you still a teacher?
So I left teaching before Paradise because I have a degree in journalism and media. And so I've been wanting to kind of venture back into my degree field. And so I've been waiting to do that, but I obviously couldn't job search without spoiling moving to the same city.
For sure. That's definitely.
What would be your dream job? Like what would be your ideal gig?
Mine?
Yeah.
Honestly, like I would love to do any kind of hosting. Like I love to talk. I love to like tell stories, whether that's like news and like retelling stuff or just like drawing like the eye to a piece of information or something, you know, teaching someone about something. So it's very broad for me. I have no idea. No,
I think that you said it right. You put it out in the universe, it'll come back to you.
Like production. I think.
I was like, she's going to be a producer.
No.
Oh, no.
Cameras.
I think it's like against the law to fall in love on a show and then become a producer. That's just law. I think every contestant ever would say that.
Yeah.
You can't go from one to the other.
School again. I got my degree already, but I'm going back to school to become a barber.
Okay.
And then
I'm
also doing media training as well. So I'm going to do a little bit of both.
Okay, take our haircut serious.
When you're in LA, man, I might need a little.
I'm like, yo, I'm gonna come check you out.
That's what I'm saying. Hey,
I'm gonna check you out, homie. If it's messed up, I'm letting them know on the IG. I'm messing with you.
Hey, let me know in person.
I'm messing with you, man. So, do you have any? So we have our career choices. We in San Diego, got the home decor. You know, we have to talk about it. This was a part of our hot take from Brian and I. We were asking each other, you know, you find your person and then Jesse hits you with one last thing. You know, you get down on bended knee. You know about that, boys and men. Get down on bended knee for your beautiful bride to be. And then Jesse's like, you know what? We can get married right here, right now.
Why don't we get married? Yeah.
What were those thoughts? He's like, oh.
We're like 2 seconds of bliss.
Okay. Yeah.
Let us enjoy the moment, damn it.
For a second.
Yeah, like 30 seconds of like, yo, we're engaged, celebrating, and then Jesse comes down with a book. I'm like, there's no way, bro. Like, you told me Paradise was done, my guy.
Yeah, my guy, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We were like, what an opportunity that we cannot take because our parents would not be happy about that.
But it's just, I think, you know, they saw our love and everything like that. They're like, yo, these people could get married. I don't think they thought the idea of that, like, our parents would absolutely burn down paradise if that were to happen.
Yeah.
Same. So, you know what I mean? Because I'm the oldest son, and like I'm the first one engaged out of my family. And then she's the oldest daughter. And so like my mom has been looking forward to this for a minute now. So if I were to snake that from her, like, yeah, it wouldn't have been good, but it was blissful. And so, you know, he came down and we entertained it. We're like, yeah, you know, we could get married. And then I was like, yo, Jesse, not really ordained, right? He's like, yeah.
I was like, we started talking and we were like, I wonder why they would do, like, have they ever done that before? I wonder why they would do that. We both realized, like, in our interviews the night before, we were both like, yeah, like, he's great. Like, I would get married tomorrow. Like, we were both just that stuff.
Yeah, it took it to heart.
Wow. They're doing their jobs. In the eyes of the producers, they're like, hey, we're here to be here for you. Love matters.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys. You guys mentioned family. Like, how do y'all's families get along? Serene, have you met Brandon's family? Brandon, Serene's family. Like, how does that dynamic work out?
Yeah. So we've met each other's families, but our parents haven't met each other, and our brothers or our siblings.
Our moms have only talked, but no one has met each other yet.
Yeah. So when's that going down?
We have it in the works. There are a lot of moving parts and so many people, but
a lot of family members.
We're trying to do something this holiday season, like maybe Christmas or something, or just, I don't know, but, I'm excited to bring him home for Thanksgiving. And so that's like the first thing is him like seeing where I grew up and everything, but we're going to do a little switcheroo and then try to get everybody to meet.
That's going to be exciting.
That's going to be beautiful.
Amazing.
I love that. So also with that family, we wouldn't be podcasters if we didn't ask the question.
Go for it.
So we getting some kids one day soon?
Hey.
Oh, soon? No. You're the first one to ask us that.
I am? Wow.
Yeah, well, we'll have soon.
Not
chill.
Soon.
Let's get married first. Let's get married first.
He's like, okay now, Jesse Palmer, let us breathe for a second.
Everything has happened so unorthodox so far. Yeah. We just want
just because we are just now able to walk out together. So it's
very true.
So we want to travel.
Go
stuff
on
like
some
that.
Trips, go on have trips. Some life experiences, like buy a house.
Yeah. But
so is that next on the list? Buy a house?
Buy a house.
Yeah.
Buy a house. Yeah. Hawaii.
But it's just like, you know, we have his dog Mac here and we gotta figure out like daycare arrangements to leave town. And it's like we don't even have a baby yet. So
yeah, it's true.
So no, having a dog is a child.
But
so do the dogs and cats like each other? They get along?
We're working on it.
My
dog doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know what a cat is. Like he'll look at the cats and be like, yo, what's up? And one cat's like, yo, I want to come say hi. The other cat's
what
like,
what is that?
Yeah, the other cat's like, hey, if you come near me, I will end.
It's hands on.
So
I love how y'all know exactly what they're thinking. I love
it. See, I love those guys. I got a question for you guys because y'all's love truly is beautiful. I mean, I'm smiling from ear to ear watching this. Just love, honestly. And for people that go on a Bachelor in Paradise, let's say I went on Bachelor in Paradise again, right? What advice do y'all have for us that, you know, want the same thing? We just want to find our person, find our missing puzzle piece.
Just be open. Like, make sure that you've done the work with yourself, that you're ready to be in a relationship. And I feel like once you've done that, it's a little easier to attract the kind of person that you want to attract. But going to paradise again, or just going to paradise, like making sure you ask like the questions you want to know the answers to, because it's limited time. You know, you don't want to waste anyone's time. You want to make sure you're compatible before you even, get to some of that stuff.
And like, it's all cool being on camera and everything, but I think beforehand, like, have a deep talk with yourself and just say, like, am I going for the right reasons? Like, do I, like, plan on getting engaged, like, finding your person, plan on, like, that? Because if it doesn't happen, then at least you know, like, you tried your hardest and you were there for the right reasons. So I think, you know, some people get caught up and they don't tend to, like, ask the hard questions. And as you saw, like, an episode or two ago, like, people are like, oh, wow, like we haven't even talked about this. We haven't talked about that. It's like, yo, we've been on the beach for a while now. We spend like countless
hours a day.
Yeah, you've been wasting time.
Yeah. You're just wasting time. It's like, yeah, it's cool vacation, but it's like,
yeah,
it's like a little more than vacation.
Much as you see us napping, we were always having like these conversations. We had most of them like pretty early on, but it's like there's so much time. Like there the is. Day long, even though it's a short amount of time, the days are long. So make the most of those days.
Yeah. I definitely have y'all's back on that one.
So wait, let's talk about that. Like the reunion, like seeing everybody again. Like, what was that like? Did anything surprise you that happened at that reunion?
Yeah, I think Eliza wanting Rodney back, I think that was surprising. I mean, obviously Greg being there, I think that was surprising too. And then Jill getting back with her Lyft driver. I think that was
Tarzan, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that was surprising for sure. That one surprised me.
Yeah.
So, there's a couple surprising things happening. We unfortunately didn't get to see most of it because, you know, until the end.
We were backstage.
We were backstage and everything.
We're so invested in everyone else that they're like, maybe it's best to keep you two, like, by yourself.
I was thinking it was for like dramatic effect because the in-studio audience is like, man, where's the people we want to see? We want to see Brandon and Serene. We're bringing them out.
Where are the actual happy couples?
Yeah, where are the happy people at? And so
we was in the bag having a dance party drinking. So like, you'll see us. We had a good time on stage. We had a good time on stage.
Oh, y'all were a little loose on stage?
Yeah, we're a little loose.
There we go. I mean, I would be too. The lucky couple here. So this is... I don't know, y'all know how we do it on Talking It Out, but I am extremely elated and honored to ask y'all. We always ask both guests, for a gem. And y'all are a newly engaged couple. What would y'all each say is your gem?
Ooh.
Find someone who makes those moments worthy.
You just came up with the best thing ever.
That was off the dome.
That's my boy. That's why I thought it was a little Drake with some Taylor Swift in there, bro. You be writing.
Yeah, I think finding someone that, like, you know, you found the person that you're looking for when it doesn't feel like work. Like, you're making a choice to, you know, fall in love and be in love every day.
You're looking deep into my eyes saying this. I like it.
Y'all so cute.
They really are. You Brian, he was like, oh, you got to kiss me, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, do we need to sign off right now? I mean, do you guys need to leave you guys alone?
On that note, that's the gym right there. Just be in love. Like,
look at Brandon the way Serene does. That's what you want to do.
I love it, man. I love it.
I didn't want to cut you off, Serene, if you did have something on that last piece.
Oh, no. You know how the last time I said I forgot to breathe, that time I forgot my gym.
Hey, it's okay.
Your eyes.
He said, I got us, baby. It's okay. Well, what's next for you guys? What do you want the world to know?
You know, we are excited to be living together. We're excited to do life together. Mm-hmm. Side note, there might be another Jones heading for the show. So maybe
your brother.
He's gonna be on the show, possibly.
We'll see.
Your brother. Oh, this
Bachelor Legacy, baby. Let's see it.
Your brother's in the Navy, right?
Gosh.
No, he's back. So he had a deep talk with me and he was like, hey, you know, I saw what happened with you guys, you know, we come from the same genetics. Like, do you think I'd be good? I was like, hop on, my boy. Like, let's go.
My boy.
Is he a bigger talker than you or what?
Nah, I think he's more of the laid back, like, what's up?
He's a cool
cat. I'm more of the, hey, what's up? My name's Brandon. You got kiss me ass. Like, what?
I ain't gonna lie, Brandon. Only you can say the stuff you be saying. Like, only you can say it and get away with it.
Oh, that's funny. But, so. Stay tuned. That might be exciting.
That would be extremely exciting to get your brother. I remember when you were on The Bachelorette and your brother came on. Twitter was on fire for your brother.
On fire. So I think he's going to be all right.
He's going to be a hit.
Either way.
So
definitely so.
A little gem. There's my gem for you.
No, we appreciate it, man. We really, truly appreciate y'all's
thank you guys.
Coming on today. You have no idea how important it is for us to just, you know, make sure y'all love is told in the way that y'all see it and the way that it truly is. And we just continue to, behind the scenes, wish well wishes upon y'all. We love y'all.
Amen. Wish you all the best, guys.
Brian, that was a phenomenal episode. Love talking to them, watching their love unfold. You know, you could just like see the love come out of like the cheekbones almost. It's just so much happiness and purity.
My cheeks hurt, man. I've been smiling the whole damn episode.
It was amazing to see.
I just feel like they were the perfect way to end it, right? We are a Bachelor podcast. This show is about love. It's about finding the one
that is very true.
Right, the rest of your life with. And these two found each other, and I couldn't be happy for them. And I just think it's a great way to finish off, right?
Extremely true.
On the love note, that's it. That's all you can do.
On the love note. Mean this with every fiber that Brian and I have to all our listeners. We thank you. We know that, you know, 90 minutes every week is a lot of time that you could be doing different things with, and you've given us your time and your ear. So we want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart from tuning in today's episode and all of the episodes of the last two seasons. And thank you for supporting Talking It Out. We have enjoyed sharing our thoughts and conversations with you. And please know that this is not goodbye. Just see you later.
So I'm just going to close it off with this, guys. I know Mike says don't slide into his DMs, but let me just tell you this. His DMs are officially open. So go on ahead and slide in all you want, because you never know what can happen. You miss 100% of the shots you don't shoot. So go ahead and shoot your shot. And on that note, this is Talking It Out.
Signing off one last time. We love y'all.